88.5 KCSN, and this is a really special treat for us. We say that a lot, but without sounding patronizing, I'm particularly excited because I'm a big fan of an artist who has made the trek to the new music mecca of our day, a.k.a. Northridge, CA. It's Matthew Sweet joining us here on KCSN.
Hello.
We were talking earlier before we came on mic. I'm trying to convince Matthew to move out here and bring along a lot of the Hollywood and Silver Lake musicians that he has influence and sway over to recognize that this is the new music mecca.
I think it seems like the new music mecca. It's a beautiful facility that you have here, for starters, and everyone would love it.
Yep, and there's parking, as I said.
And there's a parking space, that's right.
Plenty of parking. Now, you know, we joke about the new music mecca, but you started out in what was one of the recognized, specific music scenes, the Athens, Georgia music scene.
Well, you know, I was into a lot of the independent records that were coming out of there, including the early REM stuff and things like Pylon and Love Tractor. So I thought of it as something of a mecca, I guess, before I went there. And I'd met the guys in REM because they came through my hometown of Lincoln, Nebraska, and played there when I was in high school. And I had like their first 45 and stuff. So they were like excited, like, wow, this guy in Nebraska has our 45, you know. So we would write postcards a little bit between, you know, Michael wrote me some, and this girl, Linda Hopper, who was in a band, OOK, that I eventually played guitar with some. And they would write me these postcards and say, come play the 40 Watt in Athens. And it sounded like this exciting kind of faraway world to me as a teenager. And so I was kind of in awe of all those people, I guess, when I moved there. And even, you know, the B-52s would come around. And so I got an opportunity to be kind of fly on the wall and hanging around a lot of really cool people when I moved down there.
Honestly, I say without reservation that the Thorns record contained the greatest harmonies I'd heard since those golden era of the 70s. That record really, it's a masterwork.
And you're too kind.
I'm hoping that there will be more Thorns music. The thoughts on that?
I'm not against it. I think it could happen. It would just be a matter of everybody getting together and I guess somebody paying us to do it on some level, you know, which is harder and harder in the music business right now to get funding for stuff. But I think if we all decided we really wanted to do it, we probably could somehow pull it off.
I'll help you with that.
I'm open to it. People ask me about it now and then. And I was the difficult thorn. Like at the time,
You were the prickly thorn?
I was the very prickly. I was just sort of not entirely sure letting go of creative control and sort of being in that situation, although I came to really enjoy doing it and the singing and everything.
But let's talk about Modern Art, your latest record. The reviews are coming out now, and they're uniformly great. And your commentary thus far on the record is from what I've read, and now I'll hear it from you, it's a pretty complex record, and you know, even approaching the songs live are pretty complex. You talk to us about the making of the record and you know, the whole backdrop on the songs and the creation of it.
Well, it's a little bit abstract, and I was looking for happy accidents a lot of the time. I made people play their parts not knowing what was going on, and then the song would fall apart in the middle and stuff, and they'd have to kind of sink or swim. I refer to Dennis, who's sitting next to me, because he plays all the lead guitar on the record. It's just Dennis and I, and then Rick Mank on drums. I think I structured some of it very closely to stream of consciousness tapes I make when I'm writing songs. And that was one way I could kind of abstract it without it just being noise or something. And so it does have a little bit of a complex structure to it. I think of it as a record that you need to listen to quite a bit, you know, to really get into the moods that are on it and some of the structures of things. But I think will be rewarding if you spend that time.
But right now, I guess we're going to give them
they can get it,
an acoustic version that they'll hear right here KCSN.
All right.
she walks the night where nobody can see her anymore. She loves the dark, she knows where it's coming from. She drifts around, her feet are barely touching on the ground. And she wakes me when the sun comes out again. I don't know why would I pretend she wasn't there. If I can feel her beat, she's real enough to me. She comes alive, painted in the glow of a street light, finding the world exactly as she left it. I don't know why would I pretend she wasn't there. If I can feel her beat, she's real enough to me. She's real enough to me. How many times in her place have I died? It gets cold enough in here. Did I lie? Still she wakes me when the sun comes out again. And she walks the night. If I can feel her beat, she's real enough to me. She's real enough to me. How many times in her place have I died? It gets cold enough in here for extra blankets. Did I lie? Still she wakes me when the sun comes out again. Still she wakes me when the sun comes out again. When the sun comes out, she wakes me. She wakes me.
You're often referred to, now, if I see a grimace, then I'll know this is a reductive question, as a master of power pop. And I happen to be a, quote, power pop aficionado. So that to me is a glowing term. How do you like your music to be referred to?
I love the term. You know, I love all the power pop groups, like, you know, the Raspberries and Cheap Trick. And I even think of, I guess, Big Star as being that. Even kind of the Beatles are, in a way, power pop, you know. So I don't mind the label. It's great to be labeled something and be in some sort of group, you know, to share the... the collective burden, you know.
Where would Pandora be if it wasn't for If You Like? You know, it's a whole system built on, well, you like this, then you should like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, there's a lot. I think it's a pretty rich history and stuff I like. So, I mean, I think that I do things that are outside of the very specific, you know, genre, but I'm comfortable with the place.
I assume you guys have mastered another song from Modern Art.
We can do another Modern Art song. This one is called Baltimore.
All right.
The guy is left in Baltimore. The girl escaped somehow. It's not really meant to put down Baltimore. It's more about the guy's sort of situation.
I'm stuck here in Baltimore while you walk free. Luckier than one should have a right to be. You and I just couldn't stand the sight of me in Baltimore. I knew the score by Baltimore. I knew for sure. I need it bad, but I can't just make my love. I want it bad, but the push has come to shove. I need it bad, but I can't just make my love. In Baltimore, I knew for sure. By Baltimore, I knew the score. Only my tears will outlast yours. Diamond numbers, no one answers. Every day brings more disaster in Baltimore. By Baltimore, I knew the score. In Baltimore, I knew for sure. I need it bad, but I can't just make my love.
Suitable sustain. Yeah, it's, we like to get every second of it out. We don't want to impede on the art. We both now sit here and realize that Girlfriend is celebrating its 20th anniversary.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's honestly, there's times when, you know, having been in this business both on the radio and the label side so much, I can't believe that the time is gone, but in fact, you are going to be touring and supporting that record and playing it in its entirety, yes?
Yeah, we're doing all our touring this fall is playing the whole Girlfriend album. We'll play some songs from Modern Art and, of course, be promoting it. But I kind of thought of it early on, like, maybe we should play the whole record. And then once we were having to learn it, I was like, what was I thinking, you know, because it was sort of daunting to do it. But we've played it twice in Spain now, and we start up, excuse me, in a couple weeks here. So we'll have played it many times by the time we get to November.
And I thought possibly you could do a version of Winona?
Yeah, we think we can do it.
If you think you can, you will.
So it's like...
Tried to call you, but the line was busy. Were you talking to a friend? 'Cause when I tried again much later, didn't want to let it ring again, no. So you can see I've got a problem, backed by popular demand. Sometimes I want to keep it from you. Sometimes I think you'll understand. Could you be my little movie star? Could you be my long lost girl? Well, it's true that I don't really know you. I'm
See, look at that.
Hey, we got through it. All right.
You guys are pros. You blindside them with a request, no problem. We got it. Well, you better learn to play it.
We played it electric a couple times recently, so we're like, I guess we do know it.
Okay.
Well, can't say no.
I didn't see you using a lyric cheat sheet, and we certainly don't have a teleprompter.
If you could have been in my head, though, I was like, you're going to screw up. You're going to screw up.
You were thinking of playing one more for us?
We will play one more.
What
another girlfriend song.
All right.
My wife Lisa is here with us today, so I guess this one goes out to her because it was one I wrote when I was falling in love. It's called I've Been Waiting.
She's blushing.
And when you said to me, well, you are not so old. Well, did I know it then? 'Cause I had just been told I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. That I've been waiting and I want to. Well, I've been waiting and I want to. and nobody knows. Gentle in your eyes, well, you can't wear my clothes. I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways, but I've been waiting and I want to.
Matthew Sweet here on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.